Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we are, 3 days after the 2020 Montana primary election. Some candidates are thrilled, some are ambivalent, and some are licking their wounds. The same goes for their supporters. Some are happy, some are sad, and others are just plain mad. From our perspective, it was a good election. Not perfect, obviously, but the prospects for Christian conservatives going into the fall general election are bright. As in any election, voter turnout was key. Overall, 55% of registered voters turned in a ballot, which was a full 10% higher than the 2016 presidential primary. With regard to party affiliation, roughly 30% more Republican ballots were cast than Democratic. And the big story continues to be how easily your vote can make a huge difference. One of the most stark examples would be the Republican race for Secretary of State. There were 6 candidates total, and the winner won with 29% of the vote. But that's not the whole story. Think of it this way. Montana has a total population of just over 1 million people. Of those, 700,000 are registered to vote. In real terms, it's about 64% of the population. In the case of the Secretary of State's race, we have 1 million population and 700,000 registered to vote. Of those, 55% voted. That's roughly 385,000 people. 196,000 of those voted Republican, and of those, 29% voted for the winner. That equals 57,749 votes out of a total population of just over 1 million. In essence, just 5% of the people of the state chose the Republican nominee. That's how powerful your vote can be. Granted, it was a 6-way primary, but there were 16 primaries in the state with 3 or more candidates from the same party. Lots of opportunities for a large impact with a relatively small number of votes, which raises another point that I've argued for years. Our system of government is majoritarian. In other words, majority rules, and government reflects the will of a majority of its citizens. What happens when candidates are elected by something less than 50%? I would argue that we run the risk of minority rule, and we see this most often in primary elections. Say we have a 3-way Democratic primary in a Montana Senate district. Democrats tend to be liberal. So what if 2 of the candidates were traditional liberal Democrats and the 3rd for some reason was fairly conservative? Or worse yet, a Republican running as a Democrat in a Democrat district. Do you see the problem? If we allow candidates to be elected with anything less than a clear majority, then the person elected may not necessarily reflect the values and wishes of their constituents. In our example, the 2 liberals could split the liberal vote with 32% of the vote each, and the conservative could win with 36%. This is called a plurality, and it leads to non-representative government, something completely antithetical to the founders' vision. That's why we have in the past and will continue to fight for an electoral process that produces a clear majority, because anything less is simply un-American. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.